This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I wanted you to imagine with me the following scenario. Imagine with me if your own son, your own daughter, your beloved children have decided to leave the fold of Islam, to walk away from the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become disbelievers. Imagine with me this scenario. How will you feel? Not only that, but I want you to imagine with me that your own children who left Islam have died upon that condition. How would you feel? Imagine with me, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and I want you to pause for a moment and imagine your own parents deciding, telling you that they are no longer Muslims. They have walked away from the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have walked away from Islam and decided to become disbelievers. Imagine with me your feeling. How would you feel? Not only that, but they have died upon that condition in front of your very eye. How will you feel? Imagine with me that scenario, my brothers and sisters in Islam, your own beloved relatives, your uncles, your aunties, they have decided to walk away from Islam, to leave the fold of Islam, to walk away from the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure teaching, and decided to become disbelievers. Not only that, but they died upon that condition. They died upon this belief. Imagine with me that scenario. Imagine with me, my brothers and sisters in Islam, your own beloved wife and husband. They decided to become disbelievers, to walk away from the message and the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become disbelievers. Imagine with me that scenario. Not only that, but they have died upon that condition. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want you to pause for a moment and imagine this scenario and tell me, how will you feel? My brothers and sisters in Islam, the best of mankind, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have experienced the same exact scenarios. Look at the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam when he was begging his son to come on board, to board the ark and leave behind disbeliefs and come with those who acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Lord and Nuh alayhi salam as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he rejected. A son of a prophet had rejected the message of Islam, not only that, but died as a non-Muslim. I want you to imagine the feelings of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He was telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's my son, don't let him die like this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and the Prophet Nuh passed the test. Look at the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was begging his father, calling him again and again to submission to Islam, and the father rejected the message of Islam. In fact, the father punished the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, his own son, because he had left the religion of their fathers, worshipping idols and stones. He was calling them to purity, yet they have rejected. I want you to imagine the feeling of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam when he saw his father dying as a non-Muslim. I want you to imagine the feelings of Prophet Lut alayhi salam and the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam seeing their own wives dying as non-Muslims. Subhanallah al-Azim, this is very difficult because they were their wives, so probably they married them because they have feelings for them, right? Yet they died as disbelievers. Imagine with me the feelings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was calling his uncle in his final moments on the deathbed, come to Islam, say the shahada, say la ilaha illallah, perhaps this is the word that you need to be with me in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was begging him and he rejected the message and died as a non-Muslim in front of his very eye. Imagine the feeling of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because his uncle was so dear to him. He supported him throughout the message, even though he was a non-Muslim. Imagine the impact of this incident on the heart and the mind and the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. Imagine with me, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Yet he had chosen you to be a Muslim. This is why I want you to imagine all these scenarios, that the children of prophets, the wives of prophets, the relatives of prophets, the parents of prophets died as non-Muslims, yet Allah chosen for you Islam to be your religion. Appreciate that. And despite all the trials, despite all the difficulties that our beloved prophets have gone through, they remained steadfast. They knew that Islam is more important than blood relations. They stood firm. They stood their grounds. Yes, they felt sad. Yes, they felt bad. But Islam for them was the way until they breathed the last. Allah had chosen you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Appreciate that. And this is an evidence that He loves you. This is an evidence that He wanted you to be in Jannah. And He's testing your faith through these trials and tribulations so that you can come closer to Him again and again and supplicate, Ya Allah, help me. That's what Allah wanted. He wanted you to come closer, to be near to Him. Subhanallah al-Azim. Many a times when we go through trials and tribulations, we wanted to talk to a friend. We wanted to talk to a counselor, to a coach. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these times. But the bottom line is, Allah had chosen you to be Muslims. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen for you Islam to be your religion. أَكْمَلْتُ أَتْمَمْتُ رَضِيتُ completed, perfected, and chosen Islam for you to be your religion. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had perfected this way of life for us and made it whole and complete. And He called it favor, blessing. This is the greatest gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us, Islam. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're not worshipping idols and stones and the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah for being a Muslim and bear with patience when trials strike. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have chosen for you Islam to be your religion. Subhanallah. You are not so intelligent for being a Muslim. You're so blessed that Allah had chosen this religion for you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Isn't this enough to expect the best from Him? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.